What's this for?
This is the yeshiva system.
That's the yeshiva system. Okay, fine. This will go over here. There we go. Okay.
Okay, Rabbi Yisai, a good night of Shabbos. This week's parsha is introduction of Moshe Rabbeinu. There's a lot of Dvorim Gedolim to learn. Rabbi Yankov Sakdoma, always the Sefer Shmois, was that Allah the Groyse Zachen, all the big things, can menor zen in the Kleine Zachen. You can only see in the small. I remember when Rabbi Yankov said this, the first time I heard it from him, and that week Rabbi Yankov and Rabbi Moshe were together, they met in Muncie, and I remember looking at both of them, I was a young boy, Rabbi Yankov and Rabbi Moshe, 5'5", I don't know, Rabbi Moshe could have been 5'2", I don't know how to, I remember thinking, Groyse Zachen is in Kleine Zachen. This is Kleine Zachen. Rabbi Yankov said that if you go through the parasha, you see keseder kleine zachen. All the big things that happened to Klal Yisrael are in small things. We start out vosegiven how Klal Yisrael nigal. What's the sefer called? Sefer Shmois. Ve'ela Shmois bnei Yisrael abo Mitzrayim. It's a strange name for a sefer. The name is supposed to capture the entire Sefer. Chazal tell us the Chiddush of Shmois is that Klal Yisrael lo yishinu es shmom. So the name of the Sefer captures the fact that Klal Yisrael didn't change their names. Like that's such an important thing. Thus is the Chashivas. Memta Shari Tumeh. I mean, we had quite a bit of a declination in Mitzrayim. That's the Shem. I always was medayik based on this Chazal that could be why it's a Loshen Hoive. It should say Ve'ela Shemois B'nei Yisrael Shabo Mitzrayim. It happened, right? Shabo. The Teretz is the emphasis of the Pasuk is that the name stayed. The names were constantly boim. It wasn't Bo. The names remained a ongoing continuation essence of who Klal Yisrael were. So what's it does? What's the chashivas of the Shem? Small thing. Next small thing. Who becomes the future mamas from the manhigim from Klal Yisrael? Yecheved and Miriam. But the Torah doesn't identify them as Yecheved and Miriam. The Torah identifies them as Shifra and Pua. And it passes for them that they should be the mamas of Klal Yisrael. Passes. Makes sense. Pashtus without them, Voltnish Given. Right? They were the Shluchim. Right? They saved the Zchorim. They saved the Zichrei Yisrael. Makes sense that HaKadosh Baruch was Matzel. Midah keneged midah. They were matzal Klal Yisrael. The punishment was making on them that they vayaslam bought them. It makes sense. It's logish. It makes sense. It's logical. But instead, when we identify the greatness of the Miyaldis, we don't identify them as Yocheved and Miriam. We identify them as Shifra and Pua. Shifra and Pua is Mishaperas as a blood, Faras as a blood. They used to petchka the kids. They saved the kids. Not only did they save the kids, but afterwards, Mutke petchka the kind now. Made sure they had a good pacifier. You know those beautiful pictures you get of the baby? When the baby comes out, I mean, everybody says the baby's adorable. They look like when a baby comes out, it looks like it spent the last 10 months, 9 months where it did. That's exactly what it looks like. Right? It looks, they always say the baby's mamish looks amazing. Yeah. So they comb the hair, they wash the baby off, they wrap up a nice, if it's a girl, it's a pink blanket, if it's a boy, it's a, who doesn't? Imagine if you're thanking a doctor, he had a high risk delivery, the baby was mamish besakonas nefesh. And the baby, mamish, performed a unbelievable delivery, complicated C-section. And the baby is okay, and the mother is okay. And the doctor afterwards, the baby's crying, the doctor takes a pacifier, puts the pacifier in the mouth. And the parents send a beautiful thank you letter to the doctor with a beautiful gift. And we have no words to express that pacifier that you put into our baby's mouth with such delicacy, with such professionalism. You should be blessed. From now on, you're going to be known not as Dr. Pacifier Johnson. I say it's Dr. Johnson. Pacifier Johnson. The wife says, no, I would make a difference. I don't know if you noticed when the baby came out, he didn't just give a pacifier. He said, Puchki. I think we should call him Puchki Johnson. Meshugia. But that's what that's. Shmishaperes as a Vlad. Tos is the Shifru Pur. Tos is the godless for Shifru Pur. The Klein is Achen. How do we understand that? Talking about the whole Asidus of Klal Yisrael. And the Torah, this is what the Torah captures. This becomes their name. I heard from a Yid who used to go around with the Panavizharov. Panavizharov was, we have no idea who the Panavizharov was. He was a Talmud of Chofetz Chaim. Rabbi Yankov used to say, everybody knows the goyness of the Panavizharov, unbelievable ability to, he was making oil Torah. His fundraising. Rabbi Yankov said he was from the Shirayim from the Chofetz Chaim. It's ganz an hoge. He was mamshah Chofetz Chaim. Mamshah Shirayim of the Talmud of the Chofetz Chaim. The Panavizharov. He once went to the Chofetz Chaim and given a Talmud from the Chofetz Chaim. Became a Talmud of the Chofetz Chaim. So the Panavizharov was once, he was fundraising. And with the person he was going with, this was a Rav in America, the person he was going with, he was telling him, he was expressing to him how difficult, how it's not the most fulfilling work to fundraise. I mean, the Panav Zhirov knew how to do it. They say he once got up in Manhattan, he gave a whole fiery, he gave a fiery drasha. And at the end, he spoke about, you know, helping the yeshiva. There was a little kid in the front. Mamisha, like a 7-8-year-old kid, sitting, listening to him the whole time. So the rabbi of the shul made a joke. The kid, Mistama, didn't understand what the Rav said. It's a little kid. So the part of the Rav says, Ich meine, so you verstanden. I think he did understand. Lo mem fregen. Ask him. So they asked the kid, what did the rabbi say? The rabbi wants to collect money. The Panav Zhirov looked at the Rav, he said, Er ist der Einzige, was hat verstanden. He's the only one that understood what I said. Everybody else, nice drosha in and out, garnished. Er versteht. So they say over, and this is a known story, that the Panav Zhirov, so this guy went along with the Panav Zhirov. He was bemoaning, the Panav Zhirov was saying, Shvera Albert. So this rabbi said, listen, Yezoiche, Rabbi Cheskel ben Buzi. He's called Rabbi Cheskel ben Buzi, so Chazal, tell us, what's Yecheskel ben Buzi? Shebozo atzmei ala Torah. He degraded himself, he was mevaz himself. So he was trying to console the Panav Zhirov. Panav Zhirov said, Cheskel ben Buzi, das ist gewend sein Nomen. That was his name. If that's his name, that's who he is. It's not just he did bizyonis. Das ist gewinn sein ganzer Mahus. Ich bin nicht genau Yecheskel ben Buzi. I come to America, I'm a vaza myself. Das ist Yecheskel ben Buzi means that's how you live. If that's your name, that's how you live. Chazon Ish, they say over, this was a famous story. that the Panovich Rav was in America. He developed an infection in his leg, and it spread. And they took him to top expert. And the doctors had a huge conference, and they said within 24 hours they have to take off his leg. That's the only answer to save his life. They have to amputate his leg. It's fine. I said to the doctor, all the rabbanim in America for shteitzach did everything they have to do, move things around. Panov Zhirov said, there's one tanai. I'm not doing this, taking off my leg until I get a okay from the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish doesn't say okay, I'm not taking off the leg. It's a famous story. So he sent a telegram to Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish sent back, the leg should not be cut off. Everybody thought this was suicide. This was suicide. Within 12 hours, the infection receded, and they realized the whole diagnosis was wrong. And the Baruch Hashem, Panov Zhirov didn't get his leg amputated. When he came back to Eretz Yisrael, he asked the Chazon Ish, how did you know? Chazon Ish said, when I got the Shaila, I was in the middle of learning the sugya of Psik Reisha. Psik Reisha. What does Psik Reisha B'lo Yomus mean? Psik Reisha B'lo Yomus. If you cut off the head, it's not going to die. He said, Panov Zhirov, thine feet, your feet, is the cup from all of the yeshivas. Your feet. Him running around, his feet keep the... His feet is the head of Klal Yisrael. Psik Reisha V'lo Yomus. We're going to cut off the Panov Zhirov's leg and he's not going to die. Yishtei Pamir and Sugim, not to cut off your legs. That's what I was learning when I got to Shaila. Doesn't give in the Panov Zhirov. A name captures your essence of who you are. Who are you? And for some reason, these unbelievable saviors of Klal Yisrael, from all the names we could have given them, Mechaim Meisim, Shifrupur, that's the name. Bosom Shatnim. Famous, the Bali Musar all oimed on the fact that when the Torah talks about the Miyaldos of Rias saving the Bnei Yisrael, the Schorim, the Zichar Yisrael, so the Shpitz Bein Adam L'Chaveroi Mitzvah is Pikuach Nefesh. That's the Shpitz Pikuach Nefesh. If the Olam remembers, even in Lomdus, we spoke about it last man in Meseches Makis, that the Chiv Misa by Ritzeach is not just for the Aveira of Ritzicha. It's a Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. And that's why the Rambam has a discussion that the Torah had to say, don't take koifer, don't take a money in place of killing the Ritzeach. The Rambam says that even if the Ritzeach comes to the Yerushim and he tells them, what is your relative gain by me being killed? I'll give you money. As I say in Rambam. The Rambam is explaining that the Inyan of the Oynish of Ritzicha is different than Chilul Shabbos. Chilul Shabbos is strictly Bein Adam L'Makom. Ritzicha, the Oynish, captures also the Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. That's why there's a Goyel Adam. Right? That's the concept. So, Ritzicha is the Shpitz Bein Adam L'Chaveret. Shpitz Bein Adam L'Chaveret. But how does the Torah title the fact that these Choshev Avaybah saved them? Vatirena Amiyaldos is Elikim. Yerushamayim. Yerushamayim, 100%. But, that's doch, Alanga Shemanesu, you say Yerushamayim. Here, Vatahavna Amiyaldos is Bnei Yisrael. Vatachayen is Hayilodim. Why is the Shpitz, why is the Doggish, why is the emphasis that they saved the Zichra Yisrael for one reason? Not bringing in the whole humanitarian end of it, which is L'chayra, the bulk of it is humanitarian. L'havdol, you have today people who work for different organizations, even Rahman al-Islam, the UN. I'm not talking about the ambassadors and all them. They're all a bunch of menuvolim and mushchosim. They don't care about anything. But there are humanitarian organizations within, under the umbrella of the UN. Besides for UNRWA, that's also a bunch of reitzchim. That taka, these are people, poshut, human beings, that go to war zones to try to save people, help people. They put their life at risk for other people. It's not Vaterena Salikim. They're humanitarians. They care. It's a gate to honor them. It's a nice thing. Why, when Pari asked these Mialdis to murder all the Zichre Yisrael, why is the way we capture their mice is Dafka Vaterena Mialdis is a Salikim? What's the pshat in it? Came in Vaita. Moshe Rabbeinu was chosen. Zwei kleine Sachen. Two very small things that the Torah talks about. One thing we talk about how Moshe was chosen. Vayara Hashem kisol erois. He stopped. There was a snap boyer ba'esh. There was a bush. It's a burning, miraculous way. The snare is burning and it's not getting consumed. When electricity came out, when they couldn't understand how exactly how it works, they said it's like the snare of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a brent and it doesn't burn out. When they first saw light bulbs, they went, this is the snare from Moshe Rabbeinu. Some wanted to argue it's not Eish. Can't be Eish. This is not Eish. This is more doima to the snare from Moshe Rabbeinu. The Sprach and the Achronim is fascinating. One Achron writes, Mutzal Meish, I went to a place, somebody pushed something on the kir, v'nismale kol abayis kulei oira. And it stayed on the whole time, mamish kisner shom Moshe Rabbeinu. Kisner Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? So l'maisa, so Moshe Rabbeinu, v'yar Hashem kisor l'ruz. He stopped. He wanted to see Madu Alo Yimels now. The Eibishter just said, Dos is Zayin the Manik from Klaus. Bos is the Godless. This claim is Ach. This claim is Ach. So Avada, the Bali Musar explained, and of course, there's no question. There's no question that it's Emes Lamito. Rabbi Yankov used to say this all the time. If you look, Medayik and Chazal, you have to look at every word. Chazal don't say Sar Lirois. It's the pasuk says Sar Lirois. The Chazalik say he was Nitzayer Lirois. What's Nitzayer? What was the Tsar? It wasn't Tsar. So Rabbi Yankov said, Avadim, you think Moshe was the first one to remark about this bush? That's a given apella, and everybody knew that's a burning bush there. It's a pella, it's one of those ploim. What's going on? Most people, they left it as a scientific phenomenon, except I'm on the mindset. And Ms. Tama, there were certain universities that even had a class about the burning bush. You could take it as one of the courses, the burning bush course. Moshe Rabbeinu Tkevol Vosses Dafamir Tzaton, Nitztayer. What can I do? What do I have to do about this? Wasn't an academic question, a curiosity question. Moshe Givene von andere Madrege, versteht man sich. But why is that? Still a kleine Sache. Still a relatively small thing. Das ist, der Eibishter picks him as a kleine Sache. And then, of course, the famous Chazal with the sheep that broke its leg. And Moshe Rabbeinu carries it. And Chazal actually used that lotion. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is boichin as ha-tzadikim as ha-madhigim, he's boichin on bedover kot. Checks them with a small thing. Me'idach kisa. Somebody who fails a small test also is a groyse zach. Still groyse zachen in this week's parish. Groyse zachen in kleine zachen in the negative. What's the groyse zachen negative? You could go on. I'm just going to give you two examples. Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Hein b'nei Yisrael lo yaminu li." Miyad nenash. Moshe also said a logish ezach. It was logical. They're going to, Klai Yisrael going to believe? Lo yizu buvad, look at Makas Choshech. According to many, it was much more than 4/5 of Klai Yisrael that died out of Makas Choshech. Moshe was taka right. Moshe was taka right. Still given a sach for some nishka halt by them. There were many Jews that weren't holding by this, by believing. So Moshe said, "V'hein lo yaminu." Miyad nenash. But Rabbeinu, we don't sufficiently absorb how big of an einish. Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Rabbeinu Shema, you're not going to let me go into Eretz Yisrael. Behein kilasticha. Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, hein korvu yomech olomos. He uses the word hein, that it's time for you to die. Moshe says, behein kilasticha. I use the word hein to praise you. The Rabbeinu Shema says, emes. But you said, behein b'nei Yisrael yaminu. Noir v'oyim. That for that, the Klein Azach brought the biggest things, and the Klein Azach. I'll tell you one other Peladik Chazal, which also, you all know the Chazal, but I don't think you give it enough Chashivas to think it through. Moshe Rabbeinu went, he gathered the Skenim. Skenim were Makabal, everything he said. The Skenim went with him. They walked him until the palace. Chazal tell us slowly, as he got closer to the palace, the Skenim dispersed. The Skenim didn't actually go into the palace with Moshe Rabbeinu. That they didn't do. Now, why didn't they go into the palace? Because it wasn't a Hanukkah party, right? To go to the palace of power. Chazal tell us every door of the palace had hundreds of hungry lions. It wasn't like the Secret Service. So King and Isaiah, they don't know what happened. You understand? They don't have people with guns walking around on the roofs. These lions are finished. You're done. So, Mistama, if you were there, you also would have said, okay, Moshe Rabbeinu, Hatzlochu Broche, Kol Tuv. You should be Matzliach, Moshe. We're going to say in Achenu, in Nochem Davin, in drei Kapitlach Tehillim. Nicht zwei, drei. We're going to say three Kapitlach Tehillim. With an Achenu. Yeah. So Chazal tell us. By the way, we don't find Bechlal that this Kenim were Mitzuvah to go to base power. That's even. L'choris Kenim did what they were supposed to do. Moshe gathered them. He made a meeting, a vad from Meisus Kedel Atera. What maskim given? Meshaibim the kolteira, and also we're done. And now they walked him. Now you're going into the palace. Okay, now's the time to. Now we give you. We'll say a capital tilim for you. Mevolke ken dan zain in alocha. Maybe they weren't supposed to go in. You would think, right? You would think that if the skenim would ask us a shayla, listen. There's 1,000 hungry lions over there. That the chance of survival there is kimat zero. We were not commanded to accompany Moshe. The Eibishter did not say that this kingdom have to go with Moshe to Pari. Should we go? Mevotke ken dan zayn. I'm not telling you. You see from Chazal, not that way. That could be they wouldn't be allowed to go. Sakone! If you mechuyif to go, mechuyif to go. You go. What's your hetter to go? The Nodi Buda says he can't go on a vacation if it's a little shtickle dangerous, a mashu dangerous. So, who says you're allowed to even do it? So this kingdom didn't go. Rashi brings down a chazal. Rashi brings down the whole maisa that nishmetu. First they all accompanied Moshe. As they got closer to the they chickened out. They were planning to go more, and then they slowly, yeah. But it makes sense. Makes sense. So Chazal, Rashi brings it down, v'nifra mehem. They got paid back for it. What did they get paid back? By Matan Torah. The Skenim v'om loyolu. They weren't able to go on the mountain. Moshe and Aaron. Versteh, Moshe and Aaron, this kingdom now. You hear what's going on, Rabbi Yisrael? Matan Torah is the nitzchias of Klal Yisrael. This wasn't a nice trip. We're going to go to Uman. This is the nitzchias of Klal Yisrael. Let me say, what seat you have, you got a better seat, you got VIP by the Sima Shas, you got You got ribs. You in the room there having the ribs. While everybody is freezing outside, you're sitting there in your closed room with your ribs. I would like to be there too. I'm not taking away. Right? So that's fine. Das ist gewähnt, das ist nicht VIP. Das ist Nitzchias of Klal Yisrael. The Nitzchias of Klal Yisrael. To be on, to be there, but on top of the mountain. Niframeyem, favos. Because they didn't want to walk into the lion's den. It's not Oynish. Which they weren't, L'chayra, they weren't even M'chuyiv to do, B'chal. Niframeyem, Oichet Klein Ezachen. Small things. So I'll tell you, Rabbi, say like this. It's one yesoid that I think is v'shteita in the ganze inyan. And it's a yesoid I heard many times from Rabbi Yankov in different mamorim. But Chaim Shmulevitz, in his maim over here, maim achof ches, he brings it out in a Chaim Shmulevitz tikoifen. He's going oimed on a different thing. He's oimed on an Orach Chaim HaKodesh. The Orach Chaim HaKodesh is talking about the pasuk in this week's parasha. Vayomos Yosef v'chol echo v'chol adorahu. The Torah goes out of its way before the whole Shibud starts to say Yosef died, his brothers died, and the entire dor died. We already know from last week's parasha that Kol Zman, the Shvatim were alive, there was no Shibud. There wasn't Koshi Avoida. So the Rechaim HaKodesh looked at Zeh. Because of the Rechaim HaKodesh. She'abo ha'kos of loyma she'kol zman. She'echod min ha'achim kayim. As long as even one of the brothers was alive. Hoyu ha'mitzriyim mechabdim es b'nei Yisrael. The Mitzriyim honored the Jews. Yeah. As long as one of the Shiftei Ko were alive, the Mitzriyim had a certain amount of respect for the Jews. And therefore, there was no Shibud. Even if there was one person left from that generation. From that generation, they say the Vilna Gaon said, you know, every generation goes down. They say the Vilna Gaon said that if he was around in the time of the Amoraim, this he could handle. He didn't say he's an Amora. Can't get him to say. He could handle with them. Abaye would have what to talk about with the Vilna Gaon. He said, but in the Aposha to Yid from the Dor HaNevim, Habach Nishkin Shachas. I have no connection. It's a simple Jew. A fruit peddler of the generation. Zeim Gizend the Nevim, no Shachas. Chob Kein Shum Shachas. So the Orach Chaim HaKadosh is saying that as long as there was somebody left, that's how dignified the Shevatim were, that as long as there was somebody left from that generation, the Mitzriyim would... V'chol ador ahu, that ha'af kishehoyo echod medor ahu chayim. It's unbelievable. One person would be left from that generation. That's it, the Mitzriyim. V'chabdi mo'ezo. Hoyu chashuvim b'nei Yisrael b'neim. They couldn't be Mishlam. It's fascinating that if one Jew is left from the generation of the Shvatim, we can't, the Mitzriyim, you're talking about Mitzriyim, loyoyim mishtabdim. Zokta. Avul oid kosav shom, zokam chayim shulevitz, but the Rechaim HaKadosh is saying another point. Because that point is one point. He's trying to say another point. He says, shebemisas Yosef, Yordu b'nei Yisrael atzum migadlusam. The Jews themselves lost their self-dignity. They didn't look at themselves the same. Their self-perception was different. Shemitchilo yimulim b'yosem and amitzriyim, u'b'misosay nasim shavim lem, misyas ha'acham yordu l'matam, shehoyu b'neim nivzim. Zogtel. Lomadnu mitvorov sh'af al pi sh'amitzrim rishoyim hoyu. Lo yichoyim lishtabit b'Yisrael kol zman sh'o Yisrael nechbodim. V'nire, ki sh'tei panam l'dov, there's two elements here. Ho echol mitzad ha-mitzrim. One is the Mitzrayim. The Mitzrayim had a certain respect. They wouldn't touch Klal Yisrael. Shaloi Musugol. V'asheni mitzad b'nei Yisrael. Shekol zman shoyu chashuvim v'nichbodim b'nei atzmom. Lo yhoyu ha-Mitzrayim yichayim l'shtabdom. And he goes through Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, Givaldik, Hesber, explaining from different places in Shas, where you see that a chet, when a chet comes, the biggest koyach the Yetzirah has is to lower your own self-dignity. How you perceive yourself. So long that you have a perception of yourself on a certain madrega, that itself protects you. Your own self-dignity. The moment you look at yourself, I'm nobody, you're gone. You're toast. You're finished. The Maharal is a whole arichas, the Parshas Ve'era, that one of the Lashonis of Gula is Hashem lifted us up while we were Mitzrayim. He says, one of the Lashonis of Gula is that while we should become Ois Avodim in our own eyes. Right? Reb Chaim Shlomo Zalman Gevaldik Zach, he says that if you look at Sanhedrin, you're talking about Eidei Nefashis. You're talking about Eidim that are there to kill, that are coming to testify, potentially, false testimony that will kill another Jew. The lowest level that you could possibly reach to give false testimony to kill another Jew. So Zalzok Reb Chaim Shlomo Zalman, if you look over there in Pasuk, in the Gemara, so the Gemara says, what did they tell the Eidim? They told them how chashiv you are. L'fikoch nivra adam yechidi. A person is koloi lam kuloi. So he says, what's going on here? Zokab Chaim Shmulevitz, that's the only thing. Keitzad mahaymin alo Eidim? They tell him, l'fikoch nivra adam yechidi. L'lam d'choch kol ha-ma'abi nefesh achaz m'yisol ma'al kizu kiwa lam kuloi. So what's made? This Pashi learns, it's talking about the person you're about to kill. No. Zogt Rashi, Choshev ani koilo moi, loy atrides atzmi ba'avir achas v'yimshech mimeno. Heta Rashi. Sanhedrin Lamed Zayin. They tell the Edom how choshev you are. The whole world was kedai to be created for you. Now the Edom is going to say, okay, that's it. This is a person that's ready to testify to kill another person, falsely. He reached the lowest level in the world. You think, just tell him, don't be a murderer. You dog? No. That won't help him. You mile him. You pick him up. Zogt Rashi, if you mile him, yimshech mimeno. That's the biggest weapon. Any good mechanech must know this. That's the biggest koyach. The biggest koyach for Aliyah is self-perception. And the biggest koyach of the Yerida is self-perception. It works in both directions. Memela, the reason why Klal Yisrael was zeicha to be able to maintain who they were is because they had an episode of zichron that were bnei Yisrael. Loishinu shemam d'mitzvah. They didn't change the name. They were very frum. They didn't say David. They said David or Duvid. There was still a barimzach. There was still a pride and a pride underneath. And as long as that was there, there was still I'm a bnei Yankiv. It was shayich l'goyalo. It was shayich to redeem them. That's why the name of the sefer is Shmois, because that's what it is. And that's why they remained boim. Lo yishtaku. Why weren't they mishtakeya? Why weren't they mishtakeya? Look at immigrants. An immigrant that's proud of his heritage, they still talk the language. Yeah, Trump doesn't like it. Right? Doesn't like it. He wants only American. American blood, English. But somebody who's proud, they'll walk around, talk Spanish. Klal Yisrael still had a ruach of gula. That was a gelicht and an omen. That lied in the name. And that's why they were haboyim mitzroima. They were still coming. They didn't totally absorb in the land. There was a shtukel echazatzmi. There was a shtukel echazatzmi. That was Moshe's mission, to take Klal Yisrael out, to see in Klal Yisrael that, who they are. That was Moshe's job. Memele, when Moshe said, Heinle Aminu Li, that was a stira, a contradiction with his whole mission. His whole mission was L'Roimim. Given a Pagam, there was a Pagam. There was a Pagam. That little Pagam, Dosidos. There's humanitarian. Humanitarian is somebody who just has a human feeling for another person. But there's another way. The other way is a person has Yiras Shamayim. A person has Yiras Shamayim, the Pshat is, it's a whole different vault. They look at another human being, the Tzelem Elokim. It's a Tzelem Elokim. The way the Meyalda saved his harm wasn't coming from humanitarian, strictly. It was coming from a godliness. It was coming from a different Madrega. And Memela, by them, each baby was a Tzelem Elokim. Memela Mishaperes as Havlad. The Mishaperes as Havlad is Megale, what the Hatzolah was. What type of Hatzolah it was. The Hatzolah was not Hatzolah Stama. I don't want to be a murderer. I'm not going to kill these kids, these helpless babies. I'm not killing helpless babies. This is, that's the Hatzolah Elokim. Came from a whole different place. Memela, where did you see that? That you were able to see from Mishaperes as Havlad. That's, you saw by them this was a different mission. And that's why that's their name. Because you could find a lot of life-saving agents. The life-saving agents is this Tachidish. The Chidish is somebody, how are you coming? What do you see here? Where are you coming from? They were coming from a different place. Coming from a different place. This Canaan, at that time, had an opportunity. They could have elevated themselves. They could have also had the same darga. And when they didn't, that itself lowered them. It's not pshat, it's a punishment. It's not a punishment. They didn't graduate to the next madrega. They took a warrant roy to go up on Har Sinai. They didn't elevate themselves. If they would have themselves, they would have gone into the palace and they would have lifted themselves up at that time. They would have been then by Mount Tur be a no-brainer. They belong on the mountain. They belong in Dot. You understand? They belong in Dot. If the Vilna Gaon's giving a shir and you didn't schwitz in learning and you didn't lift yourself up, so you're going to get punished. You won't be able to go to the Shir of Vilna Gaon. It's a punishment. It's not a punishment. You're not holding there. Balangs nishdo. You don't belong there. I always say this by the Chum. We'll end with this. Kolam misabel al Yerushalayim zoyche v'loyev. Chol she'enim misabel is chas v'sholem won't see. This is azah oynish. He's not misabel. He keeps tariag mitzvahs. He keeps Kol HaTorah Kula, and what? Because he wasn't Misabel, he's not going to see. How could he say such a thing? So I always say over Poshet Vot. I say over. When you Misabel on the Beis HaMikdash, it elevates your level of understanding of what the Beis HaMikdash is. Memele, you could rejoice. How much joy does a monkey have when he mates with his with the Rebbetzin monkey? How much joy is there by that chasana? Monkey joy! Monkey asoges, monkey joy! Well, the monkeys are punished that they don't have a chasana with Hashem v'bochsam. They have nishkin musik from them. They don't, so with the pshat is, the monkey is punished that he doesn't get what we get. He's a monkey. He's exactly what he is. The monkey is as happy as a monkey could be. Kol she'ena misabel Yerushalayim is ena zoyche v'roye. You didn't graduate. You didn't develop to appreciate. You have to develop. And development means to lift yourself up. To realize ver dubist, who you could be. Das ist die Yesod. Moshe went to the snake, he said, ich kann doch miss alle sein von dem. There's something for me to gain here. There's something for me to grow. For me, it's not just going to be a burning bush. This is going to be an uplifting experience. And you know what happened? He became Loikom be Yisrael Novi Kamoshe. Because he passed the bush and he lifted himself up. He says, by me, Ich Eloifeben. For me, this is going to be an uplifting experience. And Hitaka went up. Is the kleine Sachen, the small things elevate us. They elevate us. And that's the takeaway. That's the captured in Shmois. And if all of us wake up in the morning and look at ourselves as Bnei Avraham Yitzchak Yankev, Oivdei Hashem, Bnei Terah, the whole day is a different day. Because nothing passes for you. You see, the guy's ready to murder another Jew. How does Bezin get him to stop? Look who you are. Kuk ver the beast. Look who you are. Aaron HaKohen, the Mishnah says in others, Perek Vav, Mishnah Yud Gimel, the Mishnah says, Aaron HaKohen, Oyev is Abriyas, and Makarvan Lul Mokam. If you look at the Rambam, Pirish HaMishnayis, the Rambam says, what was Aaron's trick? So you know what he says, the Rambam? The Rambam says, Aaron became friends with him. Zok the Rambam, the Sarambam. The Rambam Zok, the person looked at himself, as ich ben achava mit Aaron, I'm going to be a Baal Machloikes. It's past minished. If I'm Aaron HaKohen's friend, I'm gonna be involved in fighting. I'm gonna give shoe politics. Aaron is my buddy. We go to chassidus. I'm schmoozing with Aaron. I'm gonna schmooze with Aaron and then go to the back and talk to the treasurer about politics and shoe. I'm Aaron's buddy. So Aaron's like, "Oif game, kotnat abeinecha. This is who you are." And that's the lekach of Shmois. That we ourselves have some unbelievable koyach to be mile ourselves. And chas v'shalom, the biggest yirida is when we look at ourselves in a diminished way. And that's the biggest yirida. Agud Shabbos.